În această seară voi încerca să fiu cât mai scurt și voi continua din seria de eroi a credinței care am început cu câteva săptămâni în urmă, din Evrei 11. Și în această direcție voi vorbi despre Enoch, omul care a umblat cu Dumnezeu, și voi citi din Evrei 11, versetele 5 și 6 și Geneza 5, versetele 21 la 24. So tonight I will preach about Enoch, the man who walked with God. And for that purpose, I will read from Hebrews 11, verses 5 and 6, and Genesis 5, 21 and 24. So I'm going to start with Hebrews 11. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found, because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. And Genesis 5, 21 to 24, when Enoch had lived for 65 years, he fathered Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus, all the days of Enoch was 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. So we'll continue with our heroes of faith, from Heroes Hall of Faith, from Hebrews. Brother Livio preached about a month ago, or more than that, about Abel. Tonight I will continue with Enoch. And first of all, if you pay attention to Genesis 5, they have a listing of different people who were born, and all of those people that are mentioned there, after they were born, after they had kids, it said, and he died. And it's mentioned eight times in Genesis 5, we hear, and he died. Only Enoch didn't die. They said, and he was not, for God took him. He was not, for God took him. Now, why did God take Enoch? The answer is simple. I'll use a story to illustrate that. There's a little girl who went to Sunday school and heard the story about Enoch. And when she came home, she tried to explain that to her mom. And she said, you know, Enoch was a man who used to take really long walks with God. And one day they walked so far that God told him, it's too far for you to go back home. So why don't you come home with me? And in this girl's simple mind, in this case, it was clear. He walked with God. They were so close to God's home. Why not go home with God? And he was taken to heaven because he walked with God. He walked with God because he pleased God. He found pleasure in God. His faith pleased God. And I want you to understand that it wasn't easy for Enoch to walk with God. He was the great-grandfather of Noah. And we all know about the times of Noah, because if we look in Genesis 6, verses 5 and 7, and then 11 and 12, the Word of God says the following. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, I will wipe mankind, whom I have created, from the face of the earth, man and animals and creatures that move along the ground and birds of the air, for I am grieved that I have made them. And then verses 11 and 12, now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth has become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. Now, why would I say that Enoch managed to live through these times? All we have to do is pay attention to the verses I read from Genesis 5. Enoch was the father of Methuselah. And Methuselah got a prophetic name. When he was born, it seems that God might have spoken to Enoch. Because up to this point, up to his 65th year on earth, there's no talk of Enoch walking with God. Maybe he was like the other man around his time. But the name Methuselah means when he is gone, it will come. It seems that God might have spoken to Enoch, when your son Methuselah dies, it will come. And what it's going to be? It's going to be the calamity that's going to destroy the earth. It's going to be the flood. So it wasn't easy for Enoch to walk with God because he lived in a world of wickedness. And I'm sure Brother Lazar is going to preach about this when he talks about the way of Cain. He mentioned this morning because the epistle of Jude talks about how Enoch preached to the man of his time and they didn't want to repent of their ways. So it wasn't easy for him to walk with God. But I think he had a really good example. If you look, if you add up the numbers, it seems that he had lived for about 300 years with his great, 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 great grandfather, Adam. And I assume that Adam might have told him, you know, I long for the days when I woke up in the garden and I would walk with God in the cool of day. And I'm sure he was telling Enoch about the stories of being in the presence of God. And that rose up, that made something in the heart of Enoch to, you know, to seek God. So he walked with God. If you pay attention to the word they use for walking with God in Genesis, that word means intimacy, means fellowship, means walking really close to God and having that fellowship that was talked about this morning. You know, not just be a friend of God, but actually have fellowship. Să-i părtășie cu Dumnezeu. Now let's look at the application for us. What does it mean for us? How do we please God in order to get to heaven? How do we walk with God in order to please him? And there's four things that I'll go over really quickly. And the first one is, we have to have a consistent daily walk with God. And one of the verses I read says, Enoch walked with God after his father Methuselah 300 years and had other sons and daughters. This means that after God spoke to him at the birth of Methuselah, Enoch didn't become a monk and retreated from this world. He says he had other sons and daughters. That means his life kept on going. But in the meantime, while he was taking care of those kids, while he was maybe going to his job, maybe going to the market, maybe raising these kids, what he was doing that with God. He walked with God. When he disciplined his kids, I'm pretty sure he did it with God. When he went to his job, he walked with God. When he went to the marketplace, when he preached to those people of his time, he was walking with God. And that was the biggest testimony he could have given, his walk with God, his daily walk with God. And that's what's expected of us. Every day, we are in the midst of this world. God could have easily taken us from this world when he saved us. When he redeemed us, he could have said, okay, you're with me in heaven right now. But no, he left us here, so we are testimonies for those around us. So we preach to those around us through our daily life, our daily walk with Christ. So you want to please God, you want to be with God in heaven, walk with him daily here on earth. Walk with him constantly here on earth, and then it's going to be easy for you to walk with God into heaven. A second thing about the walk that Enoch had with God was by walking with God, he put distance between himself and the world. Remember the girl from the introduction? He walked until he was closer to God's home than his own home, and God said, please, come with me. Come with me and be with me. Just think about this. The more time you spend with your friends, the more you become like them. The more time you spend with them, you anticipate what they're going to do before they even do it. You read their mind, and you become like them in character. Just think of Moses. When he was on the mountain with God, when he came down, what happened to his face? His face was shining from the glory of God. Just think of Peter and John. When they were preaching in the temple and they were arrested and then they spoke in front of the Pharisees and the Jewish leaders said, for sure, they walked with Christ. For sure, they were with Christ. When you walk with Christ, you put distance between you and this world. Because Jesus, when he was praying, he said, the world will hate you because you are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. We're not of this world. We're not citizens of this world. We are citizens of the heavenly kingdom. And that's why we need to walk with Christ. We need to walk like citizens of the heavenly kingdom, not of this earthly kingdom. There's nothing to tie us down. Because if we walk daily with Christ, as we draw nearer to God, there's going to be a huge distance between us and the world. And when it's time to go, there's nothing to tie us down. And we'll say, take us. We want to be with you. A third thing that a third characteristic of Enoch's walk with God was that he did not walk to heaven on his own. He didn't do this because he wanted to do. He wanted this. He didn't do this because he put his effort in it. He did it because God took him. The word is clear. And he was not because God took him. That's the only way we can get to heaven. God has to take us. Jesus is the way, and he is the only way. We have to walk with him in such a way that we follow his guidance. Just think of Apostle Paul in Acts 16. Apostle Paul in Acts 16, starting with verse 6. The word of God says the following. They went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia and were prevented by the Holy Spirit from speaking the message in Asia. When they came to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So bypassing Mysia, they came down to Troas. During the night, a vision appeared to Paul. A Macedonian man was standing and pleading with him, "Cross over to Macedonia and help us." After he had seen the vision, we immediately made efforts to set out for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to evangelize them. You do it God's way, not your way. If he says go to the right, you're going to go to the right, not to the left. If he's going to say go to the left, no matter the cost, you'll go to the left. Because when you walk with Christ, when you walk with God, it's very important that you follow his guidance thoroughly. You want to get to heaven, you better make a left when he says to make a left and make a right when he says to make a right. Because otherwise, you're not going to get there. And the fourth thing that I want to emphasize about Enoch's walk with God is that as he walked with God, his faith soared and his eyes totally fixated on God. His faith soared. Think about it. For 300 years, he walked with God. For 300 years, he heard the word of God. For 300 years, he heard the promises of God. For 300 years, God spoke to his heart. What's going to happen to his faith when he walks with God for 300 years and hears his promises? That's going to build up his faith. That's going to make his faith soar. That's going to mean that his eyes are fixated on him, on Christ alone, on the Beloved. Just think of that. You walk with somebody for 300 years. You become like him. You know his promises, and they mean something for you. So in conclusion, I would like to ask you tonight, how is your walk with God? Are you closer to his home or closer to yours? Or maybe you even didn't leave your home yet. You're still in your home. Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want God to take you to heaven? Then you better start walking with him. You better start walking with him in faith. You better start walking with him every day. You better start walking with him at your job, at your school, with your family, with your church. Walk with him every day. You better walk with him, putting distance between you and the world. You better become more like him. People better say Monday morning when you get to work or you get to school, indeed, he was with Jesus Sunday. Indeed, she was with Jesus because she's more like him. He's more like him. That's your walk with Christ. That's the walk that's going to get you to heaven. When you walk with Christ, you follow his path. You don't do it on your own. You follow his guidance. Because then your faith will soar and you will be closer to your beloved than ever before. So my advice to you tonight, walk with God daily. Walk with God, putting distance between you and the world. Walk with God according to his guidance. And fix your eyes on Jesus, the hope of our salvation. May God help us all. Amen.